Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for spending some time together with me in the Spirit of the Lord and in His Word. And before I came on this broadcast, as I was in prayer, the Lord spoke to my heart and He said, pray for those who are being attacked by a spirit of fear. And so I want to do that as I begin the broadcast and before we conclude the message. Father, we come to You right now, and Lord, You see those who are being buffeted strongly by the enemy. And Lord, I come against the spirit of fear that would oppress and depress and bring anxiety and distress and torment to Your beloved. I come against that spirit of fear. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord has written in His Word, He has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And I come against this spirit of fear. And Father, right now, I pray for the very faith of God to rise in their hearts. Lord, the love of God, that they shall know that they are beloved of You. And Lord, that no weapon formed against them will prosper. In the name of Jesus, Father, I release Your anointing to destroy every shackle, every oppression, every lying spirit of deception that would instill fear in the heart of Your beloved, and I thank You for it in Jesus' name. For the Spirit of the Lord would speak expressly to you, beloved, hear the word of the Lord. Not only have I not given you a spirit of fear, but have I not said in my word that perfect love casts out fear? And I would have you to know that the love that I bear to you, the love that I have for you, is eternal, is everlasting, and nothing can remove it, nothing can change it. And I would have you to know I bear my holy arm in your behalf, and you shall not fear. You shall not be afraid, for I am with you, I undergird you, and I will cause, yea, my very ministering angels to minister to you, to bring forth deliverance, and you shall know that the Lord your God is faithful to you, that I have heard your cry, I have seen your tears, and I will bring you out of trouble. Fear not, but praise me, and know that I am your God, who will not fail you or forsake you, but I shall lift you up, and I shall bring you in a large place, that you may glorify me and testify of what your God has done in your behalf, says the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I'm thinking of those beautiful passages. In fact, I'm going to turn and read, before we go into the message, some powerful scriptures. In fact, I think it's something that you might want to just read yourself and meditate on the entire psalm. I won't do it, but just excerpts from Psalm 91, which declares, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord," can you say that, beloved? "He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler." And what is His truth? Well, "Thy word, O Lord, is truth," the scriptures tell us. So His word, His promises. "Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, and you have, beloved, have you not? There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Praise God. An absolutely beautiful psalm, and one to hold on, because the enemy, there's torment and fear, beloved. There's nothing worse than full-blown fear or even anxiety and stress. Stress is part of our life today, right? Well, it's a form of anxiety. It's a form of fear that somehow things aren't going to work out, or you're not going to get the job accomplished, or you know, something's going to happen, whether in the present or in the future. There's so many things the enemy will do to make us fearful, but God says we are to reject that. So, praise God, beloved. Know that the Lord is ministering to you right now. Father, I thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, now for your peace just flowing into them. Every bit of that agitation, that worry, Lord, that's not of you. Lord, we trust you. There's nothing that can happen to a child of God that can ultimately harm or hurt them. The worst thing that can happen, Lord, is we die and go to be with you. But Lord, that won't happen until we fulfill our time, for our times are in your hand and our steps are ordered of the Lord. Praise God. Well, beloved, let's take now a moment and go back into the Word as I conclude this message on spiritual warfare. And some of you are being set free right now. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the work of the Holy Spirit. You know, once we've done all and we've prayed and used the weapons of our warfare, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, then we wait upon the Lord, having done all, we stand. And we can understand, as James says, that if we go through trials and battles and afflictions, they're actually beneficial in exercising our patience. And as James said in James 1 and 3, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Let me share some other passages relating to this development of patience. Psalm 40 and 1, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Romans 5 and 3 says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed. And 1 Peter 2 and 20 says, for what glory is it if when you be buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable to God. And so, beloved, to just summarize or conclude, although we don't like to go through trials and battles, through the afflictions that we do go through, the power and the faithfulness of God is exhibited. His power is exhibited. Hear what the Lord tells us in 2 Corinthians 4, 10 and 11. Paul writes, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus might also be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Praise God. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And his faithfulness is exhibited. There's so many scriptures I could share, but I'll just share one from Psalm 34, verses 19 and 20. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. And then finally, something to keep in mind is that when we experience afflictions, there's a purpose in them, and they're made beneficial in promoting the glory of God. No matter what it is that we go through, if we have the right attitude, people are looking at you, beloved, even those you may not be aware of, family, friends, co-workers, neighbors, people that you know, who know perhaps some of the things that are going on in your life, when they can see you go through trials with peace, that you're not throwing up your hands and panicking and despairing, They know something is different, and there's no greater testimony to the power of God, the glory of the gospel, than someone who knows that exactly what is going on. You're not in confusion. You're not in dismay. You know that all things are working together for good, that you're waiting on the Lord and that He is faithful and He will deliver. So let me share a few scriptures out of the book of John, John's Gospel, the 9th verse. And I think this is a very interesting remark, a statement that, or answer, if you will, that Jesus gave to His disciples when they said, you know, has this man sinned or his parents? This was a man blind from birth. And Jesus's exact words were, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Think about that. And of course, he was healed for God's glory. And no matter what you're going through, it doesn't mean you've sinned or you've done some irreparable, horrendous thing to fall from the grace of God, but that the works of God should be made manifest in you, beloved. John 21 and 18 through 19, Jesus was talking to Peter about feeding his sheep. And speaking of his future, he said, when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thine hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And then I won't take the time, but the heroes of faith, not just in the early part of the chapter, but in the latter portion where they were in caves and sawn asunder and all the things they endured for the glory of God. And then in John 11 and 4, speaking of the death of Lazarus, Jesus said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. So, beloved, whatever you're going through right now, God is going to deliver you and your deliverance. And not only that, the way you're able to bear up under the trials is going to bring glory to God. However, I know it's difficult, especially when you feel all alone and there's no one that really understands except the Lord. Beloved, I've gone through a lot of my life, and I can thank God He had a reason for all of those things, because I can really identify with great compassion and love for the trials that God's people are going through when they share and write. Many times I shed tears before the Lord in intercession for their behalf. And so I invite you to write. If the Holy Spirit's moving upon you, the announcer will give our contact information. Know that I love you dearly, and I pray for you, my radio family, my UCM family, every day. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.